Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Thari Sasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Sasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Thari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Thari Sasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Sasoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
All glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru and Garanga, all glories to Shilpa. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're reading Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 15, entitled Sarvabhauma Bhaktacharya Offers Prasad to the Lord. We're all waiting for that pastime to come. Since we've been reading this chapter, we're on text 182 starting today. So we haven't heard anything about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Today we're here something. So 182 to 201? Yeah. Oh, thank you. All right, we can all read together, I guess. Prabhu Ravice de Bhakta Karina Rodana Bhakta Ravice de Prabhu Ravishana Hailaman. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. Oh, there's no purport here. We could speak about separation, make one class, but there's no purport, and we've got many verses too. That'll be a subject of another class, I guess. Text 183. Gadadhara Pandit Rahila Prabhu Rapashe Jamashare Prabhu Yunre Karila Vipase. Gadadhara Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was given a place to live at Yameshvara. Purport. Yameshvara is on the southwest side of the Jagannath Temple. Gadadhara Pandit resided there, and there was a small garden and a sandy beach known as Yameshvara Tota. Oh, I think we'll read all the verses and come back. Text 184. Puri Gosai Jagarananda Saruptamadar Ramadara Panditara Govinda Kashishvara Esaba Sange Prabhu Vaisenila Chale Jagannatha Darshani Nityakare Patakale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, Nilachal, with Paramananda Puri, Jagarananda, Swarup Dambadar, Dambadar Pandit, Govinda, and Kashishvara. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's daily business to see Lord Jagannath in the morning. Prabhu Pasha Asi Sarvabhauma Ekadina Jodahata Kari Kichu Kaila Nibedana. One day Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. Ebe Sabha Vaishnava Gaura Desha Chaligila Ebe Prabhurani Mantrani Avasara Haila. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Ebe mora gare bhiksha karaha masha bari Prabhu kahi dharma nahe karita na pari. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month." The Lord replied, "That is not possible because it is against the religious principles of a sannyasi." Sarvabhauma kahe bhiksha karaha vishadina Prabhu kahe eha nahe gati dharma chinha. Sarvabhauma then said, "Please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "It is not a religious principle of the renounced order." Sarvabhauma kahe puna dina pancha das Prabhu kahe tamara bhiksha eka divasa. When Sarvabhauma requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, the Lord said, "I shall accept lunch at your place for 1 day only." Tabe Sarvabhauma Prabhura Charane Dariya Dashadina Bhikshakara Kahe Vinata Kariya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then caught hold of the Lord's lotus feet and submissively begged, "Please accept lunch for at least 10 days. Prabhu krame krame pancha dina gataila pancha dina tana bhiksha niyama karila." In this way, by and by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days, he regularly accepted the invitation to lunch. Tabe sarvabhauma kare ara nivedan Tamara Sange Sanyasi Ache Dasajan. After this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "My Lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sannyasi should not cook food for himself or accept an invitation to eat at a devotee's house continuously for many days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind and affectionate toward his devotees, yet he would not accept a long invitation at Sarvabhauma's house. Out of affection, he accepted only 5 days in the month. The 10 sannyasis living with the Lord were Paramananda Puri, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Puri, Ramananda Bharati, Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Nrisinga Tirtha, Sukhananda Puri, and Satyananda Bharati. Text 140, 194. Puri Gosaira Bhiksha Pancha Dinamaragare Purve Ami Kahiyachon Tamara Agochare. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then submitted that Paramananda Puri Goswami should accept a 5-day invitation at his place. This was settled before the Lord. 195. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Damodar Surup E Bandanava Amar Kabu Tomara Sange Jabe Kabu Ekeshvara. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Damodar Swarup is my intimate friend. He will come sometimes with you and sometimes alone. Ara asta sannyasira bhiksha dui dui dabyase eka eka dina eka eka jana purna hayalamase. The other 8 sannyasis will accept invitations for 2 days each. In this way, there will be engagements for each and every day during the entire month. For the entire month consisting of 30 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit 5 days, Paramananda Puri Goswami 5 days, Swarup Damodar 4 days, and the 8 other sannyasis 2 days each. In this way, the 30 days of the month were completed. Bahuta sannyasi jari aise ekatai samana karite nari apararapai. If all the sannyasis come together, it would not be possible for me to pay them proper respects. Therefore, I would be an offender. Text 198. Tumiha nija chai asibe moradar kabu sangi asibina swarupadamadar. Sometimes you will come alone to my place, and sometimes you will be accompanied by Swarupadamadar. Prabhura ingita paya anandita man sedina mahaprabhura kailani mantra. Having this arrangement confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya became very glad and immediately invited the Lord to his house on that very day. Shatira matanama Bhattacharya grihini Prabhura Mahabhakta Tinhas Nihete Janani. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's wife was known as the mother of Shati. She was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she was affectionate like a mother. And text 201. Anande Shati Ramata Paka Chadaira. After returning to his home, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave orders to his wife, and his wife, known as Satira Mata, the mother of Sati, began cooking with great pleasure. Oma Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tidamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pascha Chadishacharani Pancha Kalpa Trubrischa Kripa Sindhya Bhivacha Patitanam Pavani Bhivashta Bhivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So We have a whole chapter entitled Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Offers Prasad to the Lord. So this is a very important principle Rupa Goswami has enunciated in his Upadeshamrita. Comes under, what is that, Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva, Sadvidim Pratilakshanam. We have six principles of love that are exchanged between devotees with each other and with the devotees with the Lord. So this is Bhunkte Bhojayate, offering foodstuffs and accepting foodstuffs. So there's also other principles. I was meditating this morning a little bit. I didn't have too much. But besides offering and receiving foodstuffs, there's also four other principles that are there. Dadati Pratigrinati, offering gifts and receiving, accepting gifts, and then Guhyam Akhyati Prichati. So I was thinking of we're going to have most of the class on this Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. But what about the other principles are there that I was just meditating, something about Dadati Pratigrinati, which is some examples of these exchanges of the devotees with the Lord. So I was going to request the devotees if they have some ideas about these, how these exchanges took place between the devotees and the Lord. Dadati Pratigrinati, first of all, offering not foodstuffs, but other things to the Lord and accepting them. Do you have some ideas, anyone? On the way, Narottam suggested that demigods sometimes offer things to the Lord. I mentioned that there's particularly in the pastime of Vamana, when he was first appeared, the demigods, they came and offered him umbrella, stick, bag like this, and some of these other things. So what are some of the other things that are offered to the Lord? Also, anybody ideas? Madhavendra Puri offered sandalwood to the Lord, yes, very nice. Bali Maharaj, I think it's the most famous example. This is very, he offered everything to the Lord. Sarvatma Snapani. Anything else? Foodstuffs. We're talking about other things. Foodstuffs come under the Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. Yes, that's well, there was the fruit ball, you know, in Krishna's pastimes. What? Oh, yes, that's food also. Right? All right, Kubja. You had mentioned Kubja, I think. Yes, forgot. Srila Prabhupada offered the world. This is accepted. All right, then, what about, what is the next one? Guhyam Akhyati Prichati. I think very famous examples there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had very confidential discussions on very exalted topics. Anyone else has some?
Yeah, there's a
question. Huh? Jan Katapata and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The discussion on
Lakshmi Narayan. Yes, Lord Chaitanya converted him from his worship of Lakshmi Narayan to the worship of Radha Krishna. So anyway, like I mentioned, of course the chapter is entitled that the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offers prasad to the Lord, and now we're actually coming to that part of the chapter where he's offering prasad. So this is as I mentioned, Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva, offering foodstuffs. And this is actually, we had very difficulty finding some examples. I mean, not a little bit difficult, the other things offered to the Lord. And even, I mean, Devahuti and Kapila, I was also thinking, Guhyam Akhyati Prichati, they're offering, she's making many questions, and he's answering very nicely. I think a couple chapters, excuse me? Ashrameda sacrifices. Yes. This is Dadati Pratyaganati, you mean? Huh? Yes, all these subjects are there. All these different objects. Huh? Krishna and Arjuna, what is that? Guya Makyati Prichati, I guess, yes. Yes, that's very nice. Okay. All right, but... yes? That there will be fire in the mud. Better buy a print some books. Yes, Mataji. Yes, very good, different example. Still, I think if you look through the examples that we have of these six principles, you'll find at least in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, maybe Guhya Makyati Prichati is there quite prominently, but Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva is very prominent exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. You'll find many examples. I want to give most of this class is on these four, on these two principles, this Bhunkte Bhojayate Chaiva. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's describing about sadhu vritti, the activities of the devotee, the characteristics of the devotees. He says that for the grihastas, serving guests is the principal duty of a grihasta. And this is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that grihastare prabhu mahaprabhu shikayena dharma atitira seva grihasta ramula dharma karma. In this way, the Lord satisfied all his guests and taught the world how to behave as a perfect householder. The foremost duty of a householder is to serve his guests. If a householder happily serves his guests without duplicity and according to his ability, he is considered hospitable. This was when Lord Chaitanya was with his wife, Lakshmi Priya, they would regularly serve many guests every day like that, feeding them. And sometimes it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would invite 20 sannyasis at a time to his house. And Mother Sachi would say, where's the bhoga? What are we going to cook? And very soon after that, people would just bring all these different articles for them to cook. And this way, Lakshmi Priya cooked nice offerings, and they fed these sannyasis very nicely. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that sometimes it's debated whether these guests were actually demigods come to enjoy the association of the Lord's prasadam, or whether they were just ordinary people, because Lord Chaitanya has come to deliver all types of living entities. So there was some debate on that topic. But feeding guests is a very important principle. Actually, when I was doing some research, I came up with a very interesting example, is that when Arjuna came back from Dwarka after the disappearance of the Yadu dynasty and Krishna, he was very, very much morose when he came in front of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj made some inquiries from him that why you're looking so morose. And one of the questions he asked was very interesting. He said, "Api svit para bhuktas tvam sambojam rida balakam." Says that, did you take your meals before offering to other people, especially the rida balakam, the old people and the children? This is such an important principle of householder life that he asked him like this, that is that why you're so morose? Because he had such a dejected countenance like that. And Yudhishthira was trying to figure out what was going on. So you took your meal before offering to others like this? Srila Prabhupada used to say that the principal duty of a householder was to go out on the roads before eating his meal. Is anybody hungry? Is anybody hungry? Is anybody hungry? Three times he would ask. you should make announcement. And this way, feed the guests like that. Of course, so many nice examples are there. very nice. Like I said, came so prepared that I have to read something because I have nothing to speak about. But there's very interesting pastime that I wanted to read. This is the pastime. Advaita Acharya was very disturbed by the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when he began his Sankirtan movement, that many times Lord Chaitanya would take the dust from Advaita Acharya's feet like this. And Advaita Acharya was became very disturbed by this activity because he wanted to worship Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his Lord and Master. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting on more of a social platform with Advaita Acharya because he was senior to him in age like that. So Advaita Acharya made that plan that he would begin to preach this Mayavad philosophy from the Yoga Vasishtha. So he started doing that. Then Shantipur, Advaita Acharya had his home in Shantipur and in Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul of all living entities, he understood these activities of Advaita Acharya, and as they were walking around, he was walking around Navadvip with Nityananda Prabhu, they decided, let us go to Advaita Acharya's house in Shantipur. So this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 19, Madhya Kanda. The two joyful, most restless lords then set out on the path to Advaita Acharya's house. Halfway down the road near Muluka is a village named Lalitapur, which is situated near the Ganges. In that village lived a householder sannyasi. His house was on the side of the road near the Ganges. It's actually Grihastha Sannyasi Akajachi. The Lord asked Nityananda, "Do you know whose ashram this is and who stays here?" Nityananda replied, "O Lord, this is the house of a sannyasi." The Lord then said, "If we are fortunate, we may meet him." The two lords smiled as they went to the sannyasi's house. Vishnambara thereupon offered obeisances to the sannyasi. On seeing Vishnambara's most enchanting form, beautiful limbs, and smiling face, the sannyasi, in great satisfaction, offered him various benedictions. May you achieve wealth, family, good wife, and learning. What happened then? The Lord said, "O Gosai, this is not a benediction. Rather, you should say, may you obtain the mercy of Krishna." So actually, there's a long exchange on this topic. Huh? They have of course, the sannyasi became very much offended by that, and it goes on for a little while. But yeah, this is sometimes the Bengali words are just like that. It says Grihastha sannyasi. Sometimes they call Dari sannyasi or sannyasi that lives with the wife, but here it says Grihastha sannyasi ekachi. So anyway, they're talking about, of course, the sannyasi mentioned that how you will eat without wealth. Lord Chaitanya says that this is all the result of our karma. And goes on for a little while. But anyway, Nityananda Prabhu, he, of course, first of all, the sannyasi thought that this Nityananda has corrupted this boy. But later on, Nityananda says that, listen, Goswami, there is no need to argue with a child. I know well your glories. For my sake, forgive all of his offenses. When the sannyasi heard glorification of himself, he became pleased and immediately invited them for lunch. Nityananda said, we have to leave immediately for some important work. You may give us something that we can eat on the way after taking bath. The sannyasi said, take bath here, eat something, feel refreshed, and go. The two Prabhus incarnated to deliver the sinful living entities, so they agreed to remain in the sannyasi's house. After getting relief from their journey by taking bath in the Ganges, the two Prabhus came and sat down to eat some fruit. First they offered items like milk, mangoes, and jackfruit to Lord Krishna, and then they sat down to eat before the sannyasi. The sinful sannyasi, he drank wine. Making some signs to Nityananda, he spoke as follows. Listen, Sripad, shall I bring you some ananda? Where else can I find guests like you? Since Nityananda had visited various places, he could understand that this person was a drunkard sannyasi. The sannyasi repeatedly asked, shall I bring some ananda? Nityananda replied, we should go now. On seeing the cupid-like beauty of the two lords, the sannyasi's wife watched them with full concentration. She told her husband, why are you disturbing their meal? The lord said, what is this ananda the sannyasi is talking about? Nityananda replied, I think he is talking about wine. Vishwambar remembered Lord Vishnu. He washed his hands and immediately left. After jumping in the Ganges, the two restless lords went to the house of Advaita Acharya by floating in the waters of the Ganges. There's some purport here. Okay. The Lord bestowed mercy on womanizers and drunkards, but he annihilates blasphemers even if they are well versed in Vedanta. And the next verse, although this sannyasi drank wine and intimately associated with women, the Lord visited his house. So the purport, there's a very nice purport. People who enjoy others' wives and drink wine are not accepted as pious in this world. No one goes to the house of a sinful person to associate with him. Sri Gauranityananda bestowed mercy on even this Dadi sannyasi to reveal that in the comparison of various kinds of association, the association of Mayavadis is more abominable and undesirable than the association of drunkards. But they revealed that the association of the Mayavadi Vedantists of Kashi was even more undesirable. The licentious drunkards are only sinful, but the Mayavadis are envious of the Supreme Lord and his devotees, and therefore they are eternally offenders. Sins are exhaustible, but imperishable sins like spiritual suicide resulting from offense do not allow one to give up his false identification. As a result of offenses, the eternal good fortune and supreme auspiciousness of living entities are destroyed forever. When piety is accumulated, sinful reactions are destroyed, but the result of offenses is more inauspicious than sin in all respects. So, I thought it was an interesting comparison that people who are sinful, they can't be compared with the offenders like the sannyasis, the Mayavadis, that is. So in accepting, in exchanging these principles, Srila Prabhupada, of course, he elaborates on these principles in his Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction. He mentions that this whole Krishna consciousness movement was based on these six exchanges of love between the devotees. And he mentions particularly the Sunday feast program that he introduced himself was meant to particularly these two exchanges, Bhunkte Bhujaya Te Chaiva, that eating and offering foodstuffs and receiving foodstuffs from others, these are very important principles in the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There's one other. Actually, there's so many pastimes of offering foodstuffs to the Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's one very interesting pastime when Lord Chaitanya, again, was when he first started his Sankirtan mission, that that's the one devotee was there, Shuklambara Brahmachari, and he, of course, he was actually a brahmachari, not like the sannyasi of like that we just heard about, but he was a brahmachari that used to go out and beg every day and offer that foodstuff to Krishna and accept it. And he came to the kirtan one time as they were performing kirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so affectionate to him, he took from his bag, he would just put his hand in the bag of this Shuklambara Brahmachari and took the raw rice and ate it like this. I was thinking also a similar pastime with Raghunath Das that we just spoke about a couple weeks ago, that Raghunath Das came to the point of eating the rice that was not even the cows would eat in the gutters like that. He would wash it and put some salt. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and took some of that rice also. So we can understand that the difference between these type of people and those who are performing this Vaidhi Bhakti, this offering, they make very much in the temples, especially like in South India, they have very big temple worship. And they make so much arrangements for offering foodstuffs to the Lord. And these two cases, Raghunath Das and Shuklambara, the Lord came and personally took from the devotees their foodstuffs like that. So this is the qualification, of course, is mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti prayachati, that the bhakti is the important principle in offering something to the Lord. There is one other, like I said, there's one other pastime when Lord Chaitanya finally made it to Vrindavan. He came, there's two verses actually at the temple in Mathura. There's two verses that are mentioned from Chaitanya Charitamrita they have on the walls there. And these two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita: Mathura Asiya Kaila Vishranti Tirthasthan Janmastani Kishavadeki Karila Pranam. That when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the city of Mathura, he took his bath at Vishram Ghat. He then visited the birthplace of Krishna and saw the deity named Keshavji. He offered his respectful obeisances to the deity. Next verse also was there: Premananda Nachi Gaya Sagana Hunkar Prabhura Premavesha Deki Loki Chamatkar. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, danced, and made loud vibrations, all the people were astonished to see his ecstatic love. So there was one particular Brahmin that was there, and he actually began to join Lord Chaitanya in dancing and chanting in ecstasy like that. And after some time, after they finished their dancing like that, Lord Chaitanya took this Brahmin to the side and he asked him that, who you are, you are an elderly Brahmana, you are sincere and you are advanced in spiritual life. Where from have you gotten this transcendental opulence of ecstatic love for Krishna? The Brahmin replied, His Holiness Srila Madhavendra Puri came to the city of Mathura while he was on tour. While at Mathura, Sripad Madhavendra Puri visited my house and accepted me as a disciple. He even took lunch at my home. After installing the deity Gopal, Sri Madhavendra Puri rendered him service. That very deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. saw when Lord Chaitanya heard that who he was, that he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he offered him obeisances, but the Brahmana became very much agitated. He said, what are you doing? And because actually this Brahmana is called a Sanodhya Brahmana. They're actually from a lower social position at that time. External situation, of course, is there. But then, as they continued talking, the Brahmin asked, who is Lord Chaitanya? He said, upon seeing your ecstatic love, I can just imagine that you must have some relationship with Madhavendra Puri. This is my understanding. This kind of ecstatic love can be experienced only when one has a relationship with Madhavendra Puri. Without him, even a scent of such transcendental ecstatic love is impossible. So then Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who was the Lord's companion, he explained the Lord's relationship with Madhavendra Puri. And the Brahmin then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and out of his own free will began to serve the Lord in various ways. He asked Balabhadra Bhattacharya to cook Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch. At that time, the Lord, smiling, spoke as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendra Puri has already taken lunch at your place. Therefore, you may cook and give me the food. That is my instruction. And then they quote the verse, Yad Yad Acharati Shrestha Sade Vetaro Jana, that whatever act the great man does, common men follow. So the Brahmana, he immediately agreed to the Lord's request. And he said, foolish people may blaspheme you, but I should not tolerate the words. Because he was from a lower class Brahmana, even though he was a Brahmana, still he was not accepted like that in social position like that. He was not qualified to offer food to a sannyasi. But the very nice verse comes out right after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that? Is he speaking? Yes, he's speaking. Very nice verse. It says, Dharma stapana hetu sadhura vyavahar. Puri gosaira ye acharna se dharma sarath. He says that a devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendra Puri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles. So the offering and accepting of foodstuffs is very much important in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's so many other examples how the Advaitacharya, he wanted to offer lunch alone to Lord Chaitanya, and he prayed that that Lord Indra would make some arrangement that Lord Chaitanya would come alone. So there was a great storm and wind that hampered the other sannyasis that usually accompanied Lord Chaitanya. This way Lord Chaitanya came along. And of course there's very famous Raghava's bags that he would bring from all the way from Navadvipa, and he would cook, him and his sister Damayanti would cook such wonderful foodstuffs that they could be eaten throughout the whole year. They were such different items that could not be go bad or anything. And all the devotees from Bengal used to bring so many foodstuffs for the Lord. They knew all of his favorite items like that. And even when Lord Chaitanya first the night before he was going to take sannyas, Sridhar, his dear devotee Sridhar, Kolavichar Sridhar, he brought one loki, and someone else brought some milk, and Lord Chaitanya asked his mother to cook these two items together like that. So chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam, this is our movement of Krishna consciousness. Kevalananda Kanda, simply joyful, who could be failed to be attracted. I'm sorry, I have something else to say, because in the beginning of the today's reading, we were hearing about Gadadhar Pandit was given a place at Yameshwara Tota. This place is, I thought, well, this is where Gopinath is. I thought I would check with Bhakti Purushottam Swami's book. This is the pastime place where, this is where Gopinath, here, not Tota Gopinath, is reside, and it is. And I saw that he's got like, I don't know, maybe almost 20 pages about different pastimes that took place at this Yameshwara. Yeah, well, 10 pages anyway, 10 big pages. And it's described that even, of course, this deity, Tota Gopinath, was worshipped by Gadadhar Pandit for a long time. He says that Tota Gopinath was actually found by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. He says that one day when Mahaprabhu was digging in the soil, he suddenly saw the top portion of a deity. He said to Gadadhar, "I have found a most precious thing here. Would you like to accept it?" Out of curiosity, Gadadhar looked at the place Mahaprabhu was digging and saw the top of a deity's head. Together they removed from the sand a very beautiful deity of Lord Sri Krishna. So that deity was Gopinath, and they established him there in the temple. Tota means, in Oriya language, means garden. There's a very nice garden there. And so this is one of the pastimes. Then there's many other pastimes anyway. Vallabhabhata came there to recite his recite a book before Gadadhar Pandit like that. Oh, that was his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Nityananda Prabhu offered some very nice cloth, colored cloth, to Gopinath deity, and brought some very nice rice. And they cooked that rice, and Gadadhar Pandit brought some spinach from the garden, some sock from the garden. And Lord Chaitanya came there and he said, "Why you haven't invited me?" And he sat down, and the three of them ate together like that. When Lord Chaitanya was going to Yameshwara Tota to see, this Yameshwara Tota is where every day this Gadadhar Pandit would recite Srimad Bhagavatam before Lord Chaitanya. And this was where they would sit, Yameshwara Tota. I have to speak something there. I had some problem there one time. And Jagannanda. Oh, Lord Chaitanya one time called Sanatan Goswami to Yameshwara Tota, and I guess he was on the other side of the town. Yameshwara Tota is the southwest side, I think they said, and then Sanatan Goswami had to, he didn't have to, but he felt obliged to walk on the hot sands of the beach instead of going in front of the temple where the servants of Lord Jagannath might see him or touch him like that. So this way his feet got blistered by the hot sands, and Lord Chaitanya inquired from him, why you come this way? This deity of Gopinath, they say says that one night Gadadhar decided that the next day he would arrange a pujari to do seva for the Lord. Because he was getting so old, he had difficulty putting garland and chandan on the Lord. So the next day, The next morning when Gadadhar Pandit went to the deity room, he saw the Lord's form was shorter and he was in a sitting position. The unique form of the Lord, this Tota Gopinath, is sitting on, in a sitting position so that Gadadhar Pandit... Well, there's also a difference of opinion that someone says the next Pujari, Mamu Thakur, sat for the deity sat for him. So anyway, these are some of the pastimes that took place at Yameshwara Tota, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this to get a residence for Gadadhar Pandit. So we'll stop there, and if someone has any comments or questions. Like I said, there's so many pastimes of offering foodstuffs to the Lord. You have something? No? All right. Automatic.
I was thinking there's one way not to offer prasadam to the Lord, was like Ramachandra Puri.
Oh, like Ramachandra Puri, yes. Yes, he used to, Ramachandra, he went to elaborate. You should elaborate. No, no, you should.
I just made a comment, but that's okay.
Why, I have a question, that why this is not a way to offer foodstuffs to the Lord?
Well, he would feed the Lord. They insist the Lord and the devotees to eat more, and then they would eat more, then he would criticize that they eat so much, the devotees of the Lord would. So first he forced them to eat, and then he would criticize them. That's not the way to serve the other devotees out of love, you know, it's criticism.
I think in this chapter also we have something similar to that, not exactly, but this in the pastime of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offering foodstuffs to the Lord, his son-in-law comes there. That'll be elaborated in the coming weeks, so we won't deal with that too much. So yes, one has to offer with love and devotion, without duplicity. All right. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maha Prasad Ki Jai.